Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Shalonda, Coach Treasure Williams, and welcome to Let's Get Real with Coach Treasure. You know this is Shalonda, Coach Treasure Williams' third week. Like, I have the third week slot on Mondays and Tuesdays, and so we're excited to share this time with you. Last night, if you tuned in, then you were there when I kind of did my unmasking when it came to the some of the mistakes that I made, some of the things that I tried to do in this what, 8 years of being a published author and really trying to chase after the things that God has ordained for me to chase after. But today, our coaching session, because you know, Let's Get Real is our corporate coaching session, if I will, if I'll call it that. Before we get into today's coaching session, let me make sure that you are aware of where to tap into professional women entrepreneurs, and you want to do that at professionalwomenentrepreneurs.com, right? You want to tap into the services, you want to tap into the resources, you want to team up and link up with us on Facebook. There's so many different empowerment radio shows that you can tap into, so many different business opportunities that you can tap into. So you want to make sure that professionalwomenentrepreneurs.com is one of your stops, and also PWE Empowerment Radio on Facebook is where you want to like us, where you want to get involved in the conversation, where you want to tap into the other radio shows that we have. Mondays at 6, Tuesdays at 1. We have Wednesday shows. We have shows all throughout the week. So you want to tap into all this, right? Because this is great stuff, great information, great connections, great, you know, just great wisdom that's being dropped on these calls. And so you want to make sure that you tap into it as much as possible. The ladies behind PWE are so awesome, and their vision is great, so you don't want to miss out on what they have to offer you. So let's dive in, right? So today we're going to talk about unethical practices, right? So people don't really want to have this discussion because everybody want to kind of course, if it's unethical, you're going to want to try to hide it behind the veil and not really talk about it much. But this is a part of our unmasking. We want to talk about the things that we may not want to pour out, the things we may not want to reveal for the sake of people believing that we are not that we cannot do things in a good way, and we're not good business people, and we are not we don't have any morals. Like, we don't want that to be our stigma, so we don't expose the truth of the matter so that we can move on to another level. But we must unmask, right? If we want to really live in the abundance that God has called us to live in, if we want to really have these businesses that are soaring, you know, we want to make sure that we are being totally and completely honest about everything about ourselves, the things that we've done, you know, where we've come from, so that people will understand that these things are not befitting for professional women entrepreneurs who are trying to make it in these businesses. And so I'm mentioning and I'm talking about unethical practices today, because if you are in that position where you are doing something in your business that you know is not okay and it's not right, then it's time for you to get it straight so there are no consequences to for you that are too much for you to bear. I was reading quotes and looking up scriptures and not, you know, just all kind of things to kind of feed into what we're talking about today. But Josiah Stamp, and he's an English economist, and he was the president of the Bank of England, and he said, "It is easy to dodge our responsibilities, but we can't dodge the consequences of dodging our responsibilities." You know, he's talking now about, you know, how we're on our jobs and we're running these and we're half doing our work, or we're half doing what we're supposed to be doing within these businesses, but yet we want to reap a reward that is great. It doesn't make sense, right? So we're doing half a job. We're dodging our responsibility, putting it off on other people. How many of us know that this is unethical? This is not something that we should do in business. If we have a responsibility as the executive director of a nonprofit, if we have the responsibility as the president or the CEO of another company, if we have responsibilities even as the workers or employees, then we are responsible for what our job entails, right? And so if we dodge the responsibilities and we don't do what we're supposed to do within that company, within our businesses, we cannot dodge the consequences that come along with dodging those responsibilities. You can dodge them, but it doesn't mean that you are not going to be held accountable. And how are you going to be held accountable in your own business? Well, you're not going to see good fruit if you're not planting good fruit, right? So you want to make sure that you take care of your responsibilities. Now, there are things that, you know, we can designate out. And, you know, I tell people all the time, like, the business side of things really sucks for me. Like, I wish I could just do ministry all the time and not have to work behind the scenes or worry about any of that stuff. But that's not reality, right? So right now, being that I'm building and I'm continuing to build, I'm at that point where mostly everything must be done by me. And so if I'm not doing my part, if I'm not being consistent, if I'm not sending out the emails, if I'm not making the phone calls, if I'm not contacting the places, if I'm not, you know, getting my book finished on time and published on time, if I'm not doing the marketing or the promoting, then guess what? I have dodged my responsibilities, and the fruit of what I'm going to see is going to resemble just that. Those are the consequences of me not pushing, of me not doing everything that I know to do. And with that being said, how can I blame anybody else? How can I blame God? How can I look at those people who are succeeding and be envious or jealous of them because they've gotten to a place that I have not? It is not their responsibility. It is mine. So with that being said, a part of being ethical is about taking full responsibility for what you are supposed to do within your company, within your ministry. We don't want to have do things. We don't want to do a little here and do a little there and expect this great harvest and this great reward. Now, unless God totally told you, hey, be still, don't do nothing, you set this foundation and then you wait a while because I'm not ready for you to make the next move yet. If that's said, then that's one thing. But just to totally not do what you know that you're supposed to do and then expect something great and get mad and envious and jealous if it's not, you know, hey, that's not a great ethical practice. I mean, hey, I'm guilty of it as well. There's been times where I knew for sure that it was things that I needed to get done and I did not get them done. I did not do my part within this business, within this vision. And so, therefore, I had to deal with the consequences of those actions or non-actions. I had to, because who else's responsibility is it? If I don't make it happen, and it's my company, if you don't make it happen, and it's your company, then whose responsibility is it? Martin Luther King, he said, the time is always right to do what is right. So when it comes to you making sure that everything is done, procrastination is not an option. Because the time is now for you to do what is right concerning your business. That leads me to, you know, to talking about the next thing when it comes to integrity. Now, we're talking about dodging our responsibilities. Sometimes we put those things off on other people. But now we're going to talk about integrity. It's always the right time to do what is right. But what does that mean? There is not one time ever in your business that you should be doing something underhanded in order to make business work. This is let's get real, right? So let's be real. It is never okay. It's never a good time for you to be underhanded in your business and expect to reap a great reward because it doesn't work that way. Even the people in you know out there who have done those things and they've done things that were not moral, things that were unethical to try to get to the top, they may have even enjoyed the fruit of that deception for a while. I've seen people, you know, we've seen people in the news with multi-million-dollar and billion-dollar companies who have been underhanded, who have stolen from people, who have put up these schemes and all kind of stuff to try to get people to back them when they really never planned on giving the value of what these people paid for. Plenty of people who succeeded for a while, but we've watched them fall. We watched them fall. You know, everybody knows that I'm a Bible buff. I'm a Bible buff. So Proverbs 28:18 says, whosoever walks in integrity will be delivered, but who is crooked in his ways will suddenly fall. This verse last night, I was on the prayer call, and this verse stuck out to me big time. And I begin to think about it in relation to us women in business. Now, here's the thing. A lot of time, us women, we don't really want to see another woman succeed. And I'm not sure why that is. I'm not sure why it is that we can't do a thing for a person and not expect nothing in return. You know, there are often times where we have to get something for what we give out. And it's not always, you know, it's not always necessary to do that. There are times when giving or helping another person succeed is always a great thing. That's great seed sown. But here, there are so many people and so many women who want to literally see another woman fall in her business. Don't want to see her succeed. Don't want to see her rise to the top. Don't want to see her get more clients. We get to looking at her page or, you know, looking at the emails that she's sending inside. We see them inside because she's succeeding at something and that we're not succeeding at. And then we're getting upset instead of us really working the principles that we need to work in order to get to the top. We're upset with her because she's working the principles. And so envy and jealousy and things like that, those are definitely unethical. But what's even worse about it is that you begin to show that jealousy and that envy in your actions. And so therefore you are, you know, you're putting up your little hater conversations and comments and everything you're saying is against this other person and you're doing it on the sly, and it's just all kind of backstabbing and name calling and underhanded stuff going on with people, and nobody's paying attention to the seeds that they are sowing, but yet as soon as things do not work out on their behalf, everybody wants to cry and complain and why me, God? Why is this happening to me? Why is my business not succeeding? Why am I not doing as good as they're doing? Why? Well, first of all, check your integrity. Check your integrity. Are you putting up these posts? Are you backstabbing people on the sly? Are you, you know, downing somebody else in business? Are you putting yourself in that position to where, you know, you could really be encouraging somebody, but instead you're trying to, you know, think about how you can compete with them. Now, mind you, competition, they say, is just like the root of the backbone of business. But my thought, honestly speaking, is there is enough of everybody to go around. Now, should I promote and should I market? Of course you should. But I'm marketing from a perspective not just to say, oh, I'm better than this person. Now, I am going to say what I have to offer. I'm going to show how this is beneficial to you. But when it comes to ethical practices, it is not my job to down you in what you are doing so that I can get ahead. Guess what? Whatever seeds you sow is whatever seeds you will reap. Whatever seeds you sow is whatever seeds you will reap. This is a life truth right here. So when it comes to competition, you want to say, oh, I'm better than them because I offer this and they only offer this. And, you know, the thing is you can focus on the qualities and the benefits and the values to your business without putting it out there that somebody else is not as good as you. Because here's the truth of the matter. The truth is they may offer something that you don't, which makes that product or that thing better than what you have going on. However, their product and their service and what they have to offer is for a certain group of people. And even in that group of people, some people will receive them better than they receive you, and vice versa. So there is enough to go around. But instead of us doing things to build ourselves up and to show what value we have to offer, we try to show our value by downputting somebody else's value. That is not good practice. You're sowing seeds. And we watch political discussions of political things all the time, and we see how you have this one person who has a bit of integrity, and he'll never put out something damaging about the other party. He will voice, or she will voice, what her value is, what her benefit is, and things like that. And then you have the other person that's just straight going in on their competition, talking about everything they ever did in their past, talking about stuff that probably was, you know, made up and exaggerated just to try to get that other person discredited. And the sad part about it, the reason why we continue to do unethical things, is because the society and the world kind of responds to that. For some reason, we're willing and we're easy to take the bad report and take the bad news over the good. So when a person begins to build their campaign on gossip and drama and issues, we suck it up. And so then you have the other person on the other end that was once walking in integrity, now trying to figure out how they can bash this other person just to get into the race. It's so that in this day and time, in order for you to stand in integrity is a big deal, because the whole world around us is figuring out how to scheme and how to plot to be the best and overstep somebody else in order to get it. I was you know, really doing this search and reading and studying about a Bible study that I wanted to share, and basically talking about, you know, people climbing on top of other people to be able to get to the top. And one of the revelations that I received about praying for other people, or praying for my enemies, or praying about the thing that I desire, I've come to realize that when I pray for my success, I must also pray for the person whose job I may be walking into, pray for them to get elevated even more. Not, Lord, take them out of their place so that I can get into their place. No, absolutely not. Whatever their due reward is, if they're being trifling in their position and they're not doing what they're supposed to do and things like that, then they will be dealt with accordingly. And so righteous justice will have to happen. But it is not my place to pray that somebody's job gets taken away so that I can get their job. Seriously? And somehow we think that this is okay. Because guess what? On the back end, somebody on the totem pole is below you looking up saying, I can't wait till they mess up so I can get their job. In business, it's the same thing. You're plotting for somebody else to fail so that you can succeed. Let's see how we can knock them out of business completely. Come on. There is no way in the world that you can tell me that you somehow think that this is okay and ethical, because it is not. What kind of morals do we have in this day and time? What kind of integrity are we walking in? This scripture said that those who walk in integrity will be delivered. So that means that if you're going through hardship in your business, but you're continuing to walk in integrity and you're continuing to do things according to how you know them to be the right thing to do, then you will be delivered from your distress if you continue to keep up what you're doing and do it under integrity. But if you do not show integrity, if you let your pride take over, if you let your thoughts of how you want to triumph over these other people, you let those things take over, then guess what? A fall will come. And it won't be pretty. Michael Heseltine says, the market has no morality. It's a shame that that's even a quote. Like, people really believe that there's nobody in the marketplace, nobody who's doing business, nobody who has their own companies that are moral. Nobody? Are you serious? You have to choose whether you're going to be on the side of right or whether you're going to be on the side of wrong. And if I win in business, I will win because I'm doing it the right way. So I know that it's going to be sustained. I know that it is going to prosper. I know that even if it takes longer than what I think it should, if I'm doing it the right way, I know that it's going to succeed, because the pride and unethical practices do not stand. Anita Roddick says, being good is good business. Being good is good business. You know, I understand that, you know, when you're trying to make money, when you're trying to make a profit, it seems all well and good to be able to step on the next man's head. And, you know, we read a lot of quotes and we hear a lot of motivational speeches and talks and stuff, and people are really talking about, you know, doing you, it's all about you, it's all about self, and you got to look out for yourself first and blah, 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 and all that stuff. It's okay to take care of yourself. There's nothing wrong with you looking out for yourself and your business. But if we do not change our mindset, then our success will not stand. When you look at Oprah Winfrey and you look at the empire that she's built, if you look back over her history, over the course of her career, you will see in so many different ways where she was trying to reach out to other people, bless other people, sow into other people, giving away stuff, you know, really. And then some people say, oh, it's for tax purposes. No, because even with tax purposes, you can do stuff other than giving the world to people. But everything that she did was personal. You can tell that it was something that she felt like she just really wanted people to have, whether she was giving away a car, whether she was giving away houses, whether she was sowing $1 million into this company or $1 million into that company or whatever the case might be. You know, these are personal things. She didn't count it robbery to sow personal things into other people, to be able to help somebody else come up out of the pit. But we're so busy looking at us and our bottom line and our profit and what we can make and how we're going to make it and how we're going to do this and how we're going to do that, but we never see other people. Let me tell you, business cannot work without other people. Just the reality. Who's going to pay for the product? Who's going to pay for the services? Who's going to work behind the scenes when you make it in your this million-dollar, multi-million-dollar company or billion-dollar company? Who's going to be the workers? So you need other people to be able to make things successful. But here's the thing. If you only are using people to reach your successful place, that is another unethical practice, and it will not stand. Now, if you go into business and you hire some employees and you say, hey, look, this is your job description. This is what I need you to do. I need you to be able to help build this company, A, B, C, and D, blah, 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 whatever the case might be, then you are putting it out there that this is your role. This is what you're doing. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with hiring people and expecting them to do their job. But when you hire a person, you give them their job description and you say, this is what you're supposed to do, A, B, C, and D, this, and I may occasionally need you to fill in here. You're laying everything out for them. This is what they're supposed to do. But then all of a sudden, you add E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z for them to do. And all those things are supposed to be your responsibility. You're taking the very people that are there to help push your company, and you're taking advantage of them, and you're not being ethical in your practice. There is nothing wrong with having people work for you, but you must learn how to work with people in a way that is going to benefit them, bless them, and benefit you and bless you. You don't have to be underhanded to do that. Do we want businesses that are going to succeed and thrive? Yes, we do. Do we want to see a great profit come into these businesses and nonprofits and ministries? Yes, we do. We need that in order to live. We need that in order to be able to sow into other people. We need that in order to be able to make some great things happen for the people that are in need all across the world. We need money. We need resources. Yes, we need all that stuff. But if you plant seeds of negativity, if you plant seeds of corruption, if you plant seeds of backstabbing and gossiping, and you plant seeds of unethical practices, and you plant seeds of not walking in integrity, then guess what's going to spring up in your business? And then when those things begin to happen, you're looking crazy in the face like, how in the world could this happen to me? I worked too hard to build this. And yes, you worked hard, but you worked hard not walking in integrity. You worked hard being unethical. So how could you possibly expect anything other than that to be able to spring forth? How do you expect anything other than failure to be able to spring forth? Somebody will tell you hard work is everything. And hey, believe me, hard work is important when it comes to building your company, but it is not everything. It is not everything. You can work your butt off, but not do things in the appropriate way, and everything underneath you will crumble. But if you are doing things in an ethical manner, you are walking in integrity, you're sowing seed, you're being good to people, you're treating people fairly, then you will see your business succeed like it has never succeeded before, and no weapon formed against it can prosper because you're doing the way you're supposed to do things. If for any reason that you do everything that you're supposed to do and it still does not work out, then sometimes that simply means that we're not in our right lane. It's not the right season for a thing. That's why we must always acknowledge God in all our ways so that we can make sure that we're doing things according to the way it's supposed to be done. And then when you do that and then you plant the right seed, you will succeed. You will prosper. All right. Well, that's our coaching session for today. Let's get real with Coach Treasure. I just wanted to offer you that bit of information. We talked about, you know, keeping it real. It is about being real with ourselves. If you are at your computer and you're doing business right now and you're trying to figure out how to price your products, and this is not about naming your value because, of course, you know, you have to, you know, set your prices according to what you feel like it's worth. A lot of our services are worth a whole lot. It benefits people on a whole nother level. So setting your prices are not a problem. But when you are setting your prices and you're doing so and you're saying, I want to reach a certain target market or I want to reach a certain group of people, and it's almost as if you're taking advantage of the fact that they can afford to pay this much, or you're taking advantage of the fact that these people, they may not be able to, but I know that I can kind of manipulate them, and if I do, then they'll take the bait for this and they'll take the bait for that. Come on, what is your thinking like? Definitely do not undermine your value, but make sure that your thinking and the reason why you're doing these things and the intent of your heart is good. Because at any time, and it's not, don't expect the success to last for long. So I encourage you today to use your ethical practices and do it the right way. Use integrity. You know, look at people as if they're people and not as if, you know, they're just your bottom line or whatever it may be. And then you're going to see a lot of things succeed in your life. All right. I'm not going to start over. But I do want you to make sure that you do visit us at PWE Empowerment Radio on Facebook, and also visit professionalwomenentrepreneurs.com. You know, they probably have some things coming up that you want to definitely tap into to help you succeed in your business practices. This Empowerment Radio is just one facet of what they have to offer. And so we encourage you to go there and visit. We encourage you to share the recording from this talk so that we can, you know, get our other business women into ethical practicing and making business to succeed. Do not forget to tune in. Check out what's coming up tomorrow, and have a blessed day.